Violence in schools is on the rise across Ontario, with 75% of Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation members reporting more incidents of violence since they began working in Ontario schools, according to a recent survey of more than 6,500 educators. At the Simcoe County District School Board, the results from their 2023-24 school climate survey found that 1 in 4 elementary students and 1 in 3 high school students within the Simcoe County Public Board don't feel safe at school. As education is provincially funded, we asked the Simcoe Grey provincial election candidates what they thought about the issue and what they would do to fix it. Simcoe Grey NDP candidate Benton Tinkler did not respond to an interview request, and the Ontario NDP media relations officer declined the interview on her behalf. Here's what the other candidates said. Ted Chrysler, Liberal Party. While Chrysler said education isn't a big concern in this election, it has always been a concern for him. Funding has notionally been cut because they haven't kept pace with inflation, he said. We're seeing our schools creaking at the seams. Chrysler said better school infrastructure is needed to ensure kids aren't crammed into classrooms could help. As would making sure Ontario teachers feel supported by the provincial government. While the advent of social media, violent video games and youth mental health concerns may play a role, Chrysler said he's unsure what exactly has led to an uptick in violence in schools. He references the debate over whether police should be allowed in schools, and how that contributes to student safety. In Simcoe County, police-led programs both in the public and Catholic schools have been put on hold since 2022. Police are still permitted in schools by invitation only. I understand both sides, that there's been systemic problems with police from certain groups, and then there's people who really want to see them there because they completely trust the police, he said. We have to find some sort of balance with that. Overall, Chrysler said he doesn't have all the answers. He said he'd like to see more collaboration take place between teachers, students, families, school boards and the province to figure out how to best address the issue. I don't have a solution and if I pretended I did, I'd be lying, he said. I agree it is something that has to be addressed. We can't pretend it's not happening. Alan Kuhn, Green Party of Ontario. We need to fast-track the youth and mental health issue, said Kuhn. They're waiting way too long. It takes it quite a while to see somebody. There's a huge backlog there. Kuhn also said there's massive underfunding in the Ontario education system and ballooning class sizes, which may be part of what has led to an uptick of violence. I'm not an expert on it, but I think allowing for a little bit less pressure will help, he said. Kuhn said he would also advocate for getting all stakeholders together to determine the best course of action. There needs to be more care in Ontario, he said. We need to fund this. It's set up wrong. Brian Saunderson, Progressive Conservative. Saunderson points to the mental health of all citizens coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic. I think since the pandemic, generally people are more frustrated and easy to anger than they might have been before, he said. Saunderson said remote learning during the pandemic, isolation and a lack of socialization may have made an impact in the development of children across the world. I think their ability to work collaboratively and cooperatively may have suffered along with their mental health, he said. Saunderson also references the decision of both Simcoe County Public School Boards to eliminate most police programming in schools in 2022. To me, the outright ban wasn't the best solution, he said. I think if a topic becomes difficult, you don't avoid it. You address it. Saunderson referenced a September incident at Collingwood Collegiate Institute where the school was put in a brief hold and secure after hours due to a threat made against the school by a former student. The 18-year-old former student was apprehended by Collingwood OPP near the school with replica firearms, bear spray, pepper spray, a knife and brass knuckles. More firearms were found at his residence, and he now faces a series of charges. That could have had devastating consequences for our community. Like earth-shattering, said Saunderson, adding that the Collingwood OPP's school resource officer was involved in the investigation. Had that connection not been there, it might have been a very different outcome, he said. Saunderson said there are identity politics at play in the discourse when it comes to violence in schools that can get in the way of productive discussion and collaboration. He notes that Ford's government has made significant investments in mental health supports for kids in school. He says that as part of his work as MPP, he did tours of all the Simcoe Gray elementary and high schools, and was taken with the connections between administrators, teachers, and students in each school. I'm always impressed by the teachers, administration, principals, and their teams, and how connected and concerned they are and invested in the success of their students, he said. I think that's a critical piece of the puzzle, and we have to give them the tools to do that. We're trying. He said the investments the provincial government has made to encourage skilled trades is also key. At the front end, I think it helps to make sure students are engaged and enthusiastic about school, whatever the topic is they're engaged in, he said. If we can reach more students, then hopefully, that will have an impact as well. Provincial Election Day is February 27, although early voting is available now. To find out where and how to vote in Simcoe Gray, click here.